You got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Hello, good day, and welcome to Mason's Mailbag. I'm Andrew Mason. Of course, thanks, as always, for joining me right here on DenverBroncos.com, and thanks for all the questions that you all send in on Twitter and also on the form at DenverBroncos.com. Let's get started with the first one from Dom Murgo, who asks, when, if ever, do you think Steve Atwater will be inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame? Well, unfortunately for Atwater and the Broncos, I think he faces a long wait if he ever gets in. For starters, he hasn't been a finalist, so he hasn't gotten into that room where the Board of Selectors decides whether you get in or not. He hasn't made the Final 15. He's only been a semifinalist, whereas someone like John Lynch, for instance, he's been a two-time finalist. So you'd say among safeties that John Lynch is ahead of Steve Atwater. And then you've got some really good guys who are going to earn Hall of Fame selection at some point coming up in the next 2 years. I'm talking about Brian Dawkins, another former Bronco, Ed Reed, Troy Polamalu. I would think those guys are going to be ahead of Steve Atwater. It's probably not fair to Steve Atwater because you know what kind of great career that he had for the Broncos. But at the same time, you know, on a league-wide level, those guys are considered ahead of him because they're considered to be more complete safeties than Atwater was. I think his best chance to get in the Hall of Fame is going to have to wait until 2025 and beyond, because that's when he becomes eligible for nomination from the Seniors Committee. I think revisiting his case then may open the door for Atwater, but I don't think his selection to the Hall of Fame is imminent. It's going to take a while if it ever happens. Our second question is from Tim Walker, and he says, I get that the defense wants to be aggressive, but it seems like every game there's at least one or two 15-yard penalties that keep a drive alive for the other team. There's a fine line between aggressiveness and smarts. When will the Broncos reach that point? These penalties are frustrating the fans. Well, I can assure you, I know they're frustrating you, but I can tell you the players and the coaches are two or three times as frustrated over these penalties. It's been a big topic of discussion at the UC Health Training Center this week. How do you reduce the penalties, but at the same time, without reducing the aggression? And so what they've honed in on are the penalties that involve loss of emotional composure. Example, Aqib Talib's poke in the eye of Dwayne Allen on Sunday in Indianapolis that will also cost him a game because he's suspended. Malik Jackson throwing the football at a Raider back in week 5. Those are the kind of penalties that you know you can prevent. Those are really dumb penalties. You know you can root those out and make sure they don't recur. The problem is some of the penalties, like say T.J. Ward's hit on T.Y. Hilton. Look, that looked like it was going to be a good hit, and then Hilton dropped his helmet right before contact. There's not a lot you can do about that. Some of the late hits on quarterbacks, not a lot you can do, because if you lose those, then you temper the aggression of the defense. And look, having a lot of penalties isn't the worst thing for a defense. You know who led the league in penalties in 2013 and 2014? The Seattle Seahawks. You know what kind of defense that they had. Of course, the Broncos found out firsthand in Super Bowl 48. You want that kind of aggressive defense. So, yeah, you want to get rid of some of the penalties, but I don't think you're going to see the Broncos all of a sudden cut all their defensive penalties, because if they do that, they might be losing a crucial element of what's made it the number one defense so far this season. Thanks for your questions. If you want in on next week's mailbag, go to denverbroncos.com/masonsmailbag or hit me up on Twitter. I'm at Mace Denver. Use the hashtag AskMace, and you can ask me a question pretty much anytime. Until next week, take care, and thanks for watching.